This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's get into some money with Anthea Gardner. It's time to find out what happens with the money over the course of the weekend. Obviously, nothing. But we still have some Friday stuff to catch up on. And we'll talk a little bit about hashtag invest. We'll also chat about the general state of the economy. Here she is, Anthea Gardner. Good morning, Anthea.
Good morning, Gareth. I have to correct you. Something did happen on the weekend over about the money.
What happened?
Cyril Ramaphosa proposed a minimum wage.
All right.
No. Of 3,500 rand.
3,500 rand a month.
Except for domestic workers, they get a minimum of 75% of that, which is 2,625 rand. So it is at the lower end of where kind of he was guiding everyone. He said it was going to be between 3.5 and 4.5. So,
all right.
I mean, it's difficult to assess the impact it's going to have on the labor market. I think for us, the key, of course, is where everyone's watching the ratings agencies. And one of the things they said was they wanted a flexible labor market. So I think, it is difficult to assess. But I think what my biggest surprise or shock horror was that he said that 7 million South Africans earn below the minimum wage of 3,500 rand.
How many? 7 million?
7 million people earn below 3,500 rand a month. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know about this. Like, I'm all for labor flexibility, but you kind of have to look after your staff. There's that part of it. And then, of course, productivity issues. So there's a labor survey coming out on Tuesday, I think it is, and we'll see how productive we really are as South Africans. And you know, the thing is with us, it's almost like this kind of hate speech racism discussion that's going around at the moment. Like, you can regulate behavior, but you can't regulate intent. And so,
and you can't regulate the market.
There you go. So it's certainly to a point, I guess.
So what's the balancing act here? I mean, we don't believe, nobody believes that anyone should be exploited, right?
Absolutely.
No good person goes, oh, well, you know, if some idiot's prepared to work for 300 rand a month, we should pay them that. Nobody thinks that.
I don't know.
You think there are people who think that?
No, I think the fact that there are people who do get exploited on a daily basis
proves that it is happening.
Proves that there are people who think like that. They're okay with their decision to exploit someone.
Sure. Unfortunately, where we are in South Africa at the moment, though, is that you have to increase the pie before you can slice it up more. Right? Mm. You know, we've got no growth. Our productivity's low. So actually, what you really want to be focusing on is growing the pie so that people can get paid more and get pushed up into higher paid jobs, basically. It's a very difficult one, unfortunately.
This is so complicated. And on one hand, I really feel like we need to have a minimum wage. But at the same time, if there's 7 million people under the minimum wage, there's no way we can afford to suddenly up it. That's it's going to cause such shit in the economy that nobody's going to be able to employ anybody. Then they're going to lose 7 million jobs.
That's the problem. We don't have the money at this stage.
So you know what? We've got to be practical about this. So none of us like exploitation. But at the same time, if 7 million people are technically being exploited because they're being paid under the minimum wage, fine, hold a gun to people's heads. You know what they're going to do? They're going to fire people.
So that was the proposal, and it's supposed to be implemented by the end of the year.
Aye.
And didn't the deputy president say that South Africans were welcome to put in our 2 cents worth, because he said that discussions are still ongoing over the proposed amount?
Oh, okay. So I know that the universities had put forward lots of research, and there were very differing opinions about the impact it's going to have on the labor market.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that was until yesterday or this weekend.
Okay.
So now it's been proposed, basically.
Okay. What do you think, Mubs?
I think that if you had to ask any of us in here to survive on 3,500 rand a month, we'd find it extremely difficult, if not possible.
Yeah, there's no way.
So, you know, I think it's unfortunate that you're asking some sections of society to just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unfortunate.
Hmm. Yeah.
But how do you fix it is the problem.
I don't know. I don't know. Good luck to Cyril and good luck to his people. I'll just do whatever they tell me. And if I have to fire people, I have to fire people. Full stop. If we can't afford people, you can't afford them.
That's it, unfortunately.
And you know what? The people you're going to lose here are like part-time workers, domestic workers, people who, at low-level jobs, really.
Who can least afford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who need every cent. Anyway, it's just such a no-win situation. My God.
Right, shall we move to the markets then?
Yeah,
please. Slightly better news. I mean, the market was a little bit positive, but mostly flat on Friday. Very low volume. Global markets were all really lower. Commodity kind of producers dragged most of the markets lower. Commodities were lower. And then Mario Draghi said on Friday, he's the president of the ECB, European Central Bank, that he thinks the region still needs economic stimulus. So, of course, this is worrying everyone because they're just not surviving on their own. Basically, European markets were lower. US markets were about 0.25% lower. And then, of course, the rand. The rand suddenly has suddenly started weakening again. So last week we saw it weaken a lot and then kind of settle down. And then on Friday again, 14.47 to the dollar after trading as high as 14.65. But it seems that for a change, it's not of our own doing. It's actually because the dollar is on a real tear at the moment and just being very much stronger. So the rand at 14.47 to the dollar, it's about 15.51 to the euro and 17.87 to the pound. And I don't think I've ever seen, and I haven't actually done the technical analysis of this, but I don't think I've ever seen the exchange rate this close.
Hmm.
So, you know, to the euro, 15.51, 14.65 to the dollar, which means, of course, that the dollar to the euro is much stronger than it has been of kind of in recent years.
Wow.
And what's interesting, actually, is that Investec reported in the week last week, and arbitrary, like there are a couple of things, like the headline earnings was up 19%, loan impairments were down because of impairments in the mining sector. But one of the newspapers, the financial reporters, focused on the fact that Investec have actually upped their exposure to the dollar. In other words, expecting the rand to get weaker. So that was a kind of the big story that came out of Investec's reporting, is that they're now sitting on many more dollars than they were before. And of course, this is in anticipation of a downgrade and of the weakening rand. So I guess by default, Investec are calling a weaker rand.
Well, I was reading an interesting article, the gist of it by old Kees Brugemans, says that South African job levels are now likely falling slowly as tentative labor reforms with the minimum wage secret strike ballot tentatively phased in over the next 3 years.
Yeah.
So basically, we're looking at losing jobs, not making them.
I guess that's exactly what you were saying, right?
Mm.
That if you can't afford to pay someone what you are forced to, then
I know this irritates politicians, and I know that everybody wants the world to be better and to be fairer. But the fact is, like, who's going to pay at the end? If you're not prepared to sacrifice anything out of your own pocket to pay someone more, even if it's someone who doesn't work for you, indirectly you'll be paying more for services and everything else. Then you really are just an idealist, and you need to shut up, because there are practicalities here, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it. There we go.
Yeah, and then kind of while we're on the macro stuff, we've got the MPC meeting on Thursday. We've got CPI inflation on Wednesday. I think it'll come in above 6% again this year. In fact, it'll probably spike closer to 6.5%. The last read was 6.1%. But I cannot imagine that the Reserve Bank governors would be, or the MPC, the committee, will be wanting to raise interest rates in this environment. I think it's a trade-off between inflation and the low growth.
Yeah.
And in fact, we were lucky to have Daniel at our launch last week because he's supposed to be in a closed period where they aren't allowed to talk to us.
Yeah. Well, he didn't talk about MPC stuff, so I suppose
he made
okay.
a point not to, actually.
Despite all the probing questions from Anthea. All right. Let me give you some interesting statistics here quickly about South Africa Online. Maybe this will answer some questions. Just about how people are online and the numbers.
Okay.
Around how many people in South Africa are online. Maybe this will form the basis of some new research from you. According to October 2016 statistics, 51% of all the people online are male. 46% have at least 3 cell phones in their household. How's that?
46% have 3 cell phones.
Have at least 3 cell phones in the household. In other words, if it's mom, dad, and kids.
Oh, okay.
You know, then they're 3 cell phones altogether. 46% of all the South Africans who are online have at least 3 cell phones in their household. 1% of South Africa have no cell phones.
Wow.
1% of our total population have no cell phones.
Is there an age for this? Is there do they give you?
33% are between 15 and 24 years old. And another 33% are between 25 and 34 years old. 22% of the South Africans who are online have no kids. And 89% of all those South Africans have been online in the last week. Average amount of time spent, 4 hours and 21 minutes on the internet a day. Isn't that interesting?
4 hours? Mm.
How much time do you guys spend? Because you're always online looking at news, reading, researching.
Yeah. It's probably about 4 or 5 hours
a day,
I reckon, easily. So how's that for interesting? Nice. Just while we're talking about the economy. And if, you know, if that's what South Africans are doing with their money, at least we know where it's going.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, what else do we need to talk about?
A couple of companies put out either results or trading updates on Friday. Oh, the first one we need to talk about is Dis-Chem, of course, because they IPO'd on Friday. So they IPO'd at R18.50 a share. Uh-huh. It opened 27% higher. So what is that? Like R23.50, somewhere around there. It was crazy. I mean, the consumer just went out and bought Dis-Chem shares.
People wanted Dis-Chem, huh?
They definitely wanted Dis-Chem. So even though Dis-Chem had upset a few retail consumers or retail investors, didn't stop them from going out and buying. Although, if you had bought at the high, you would have come a cropper because it closed at R21.48. So it kind of opened all the way up to 23.40 something and then closed at 21.48. So somebody did buy at 23.
Did you buy?
No, I didn't. I stayed away from it. If I didn't get any in the IPO, I think I'll get another chance at some stage to buy it slightly lower down. I mean, it's a good share. It is a good company, but is it worth R23.50 a share? That's the question. In fact, even if it was worth 10% higher, do I want to risk it? I'm not sure. I'll wait and see. I'm patient like that sometimes.
Company updates from Marion Roberts and NASPAS.
Yeah. So Marion Roberts was up almost the share was up almost 8% because they settled a dispute with the Gauteng department over this Gautrain build. And because there were delays and disruptions, the Gauteng government had to pay 980 million rand, of which Marion Roberts will get 585 million rand because they own a fairly large chunk of Bombela concession, or the BCC, which is the company that was suing. That's right, the Gautrain that was suing the government. And then Naspers also put out a trading update. They're expecting headline earnings for the interim to increase between 23 and 28%. The share was up. Good.
That is pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
In this economy?
Not bad at all. But then Tencent's results last week were just okay. I mean, they weren't bad, but they were just okay. So I think from Naspers, 23 to 28% increase year on year, that's decent. The share was up 2%. It is a good share, and I think the reason it's trading below 2,200 rand a share at the moment, I think it's about there, is just because market sentiment is bad, and emerging markets after this Trump election have had – Trump victory, sorry – have had like just a bad run of it. So I think, you know, even the good shares get caught up in the deluge on the downside, basically.
Does this mean that you still view that share as being somewhere around 2,500?
Yes, if I didn't own so much of it, I would definitely be buying at 2,200 rand a share.
Okay. All right, there we go. You heard it from Anthea. You better get on it.
And then just in global markets, a couple of other things. I mean, you were talking about job losses. Volkswagen was saying they're going to cut 30,000 jobs by 2020, although they are going to create 9,000 new jobs in the electric car business. And then Tesla, old Elon Musk, got approval for the merger of Tesla and SolarCity, which is fantastic. Wow. I mean, that's what he wanted. You know, since he put out an offer to buy Solar City, the market cap of Tesla has fallen by almost $5 billion. Mm-hmm. It now has a market cap of about $28.5 billion. He did say, I remember a while ago, that he thought it was a trillion dollar market cap company. He's got a way to go still, let's be honest.
Wow. Okay, that's excellent.
And then Airbnb, this is interesting because they've gone out and said that now moving not just into home rental, but offering full service travel company. And Airbnb is not listed, but it is interesting because they do plan to list. And at the beginning of this year in February, they were estimating a valuation of $20 billion. And then by June this year, they okay. were guessing.
What on earth makes them that valuable? I mean, they don't have any inventory to speak of. They don't own a single building.
They have revenue and low cost.
Really? Mm-hmm. And they figure that on revenue and low cost?
Profit?
Sure.
Cash in hand?
Okay.
Money in the bank?
All right, fair enough.
I mean, they have gone out a couple of times this year to raise money to build the business. I think I'm not sure about this because there are a couple of issues. They've got New York and San Francisco, where San Francisco, if you rent out your home for more than 60 days in the year, there are huge penalties. So that's bad for Airbnb. And in New York, I think the penalties are if you have rentals for less than 30 days, which kind of takes a lot of people off Airbnb. So they can't put their homes on Airbnb. So again, it's like Uber, you know, it's a regulation issue.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a busy week this week. We've got lots of companies reporting, and as I said, MPC. So we'll have lots to talk about in the coming days.
A lot of people who might not know what Invest is, #Invest, tell us again, just so that everybody knows.
Yep.
Right from the top.
So we've launched four portfolios that you can be invested in that I will manage on the Easy Equities platform for you. So for as little as 100 Rand investment, you can be invested on the stock exchange. So we will offer, I mean, it is fractional share ownership, but the more you invest, you can eventually own the actual shares, the underlying shares. It's the first time that we've had managed accounts in this kind of format. Mm-hmm. So normally it would be a unit trust where the minimum is 1,000 Rand a month or 20,000 Rand lump sum. So this is very different. We're looking to bring lots of people to the stock market.
And just tons of emails that have been coming through to you. What's the best way for people to sign up?
So to go to, cliffcentral.com or cartesian.co.za, there's a #invest page. You just click on any one of those links and it'll explain everything you need to know. It'll explain about the four portfolios. It'll send you the registration link, everything.
And it's very easy. I registered last week. And I'm just waiting for FICA approval. Apparently, my proof of residence was no good, so I've got to try that again.
Where do you live? Or where did
I'm
you
reading
say
it now.
That you
good
live?
Day. Hey, you're almost ready to start investing in your future. Thanks for uploading your FICA documents. Unfortunately, we still require proof of address. Your proof of address was not updated successfully. So I've just got to do that again, and then I'll be good to go.
Yeah, and then you can go and look for bundles, and then look for #invest.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very easy, and it'll really change the way you view the stock market. And remember, if you've got kids, I wish my parents had got me interested in the stock market earlier on, because if you'd just put a Rand into the stock market all those years ago, it would now be worth a huge amount of money if you'd chosen the right shares. And I think that all kids need to know what's going on, how the market works, you know?
So I think my niece is going to be one of our youngest investors. She's only a year old, and my sister has opened an account for her already.
See?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she got 1,300 Rand for, I don't know, arbitrary things, birthdays or something. So my sister's putting all that money into her #invest account.
I'm telling you, if you just start young.
And because she's so young, she's going into the aggressive growth portfolio.
Nice.
She's not messing around.
Well, no, straight for it.
And we're looking at long time windows here, right? We're not looking at, for the aggressive one, you got to keep it in there for at least 10 years or more.
Minimum, I'd say aggressive growth, 5 years.
Okay.
The growth portfolio, minimum 3 years. But that's why we did four portfolios, because there are some people who are trying to save for
different
next year
needs.
Or 18 months. And so if you do have slightly short to medium term investment goals and you don't like the volatility of the stock market, the growth income mm-hmm. or the conservative bundle or portfolios, those are for you because those will grow nicely every month. It's a yielding portfolio and you'll definitely make more money than you will in sitting on cash in the bank.
There we go. Okay, all the reasons you need to get in if you aren't already in. And remember, there are lots of products out there. We're not just telling you that you have to buy this. I'm not in any position to offer you advice of any kind. But I would say that if you don't get you and your kids involved in the stock market now, any time you waste is really just a waste of time. There's no other way to put it. You could be doing something with that money, little as it may be. If it's $100 a month, think about what a difference you could make over the long term. Thank you, Anthea. There's the look at money this week with the Money Shot. We'll speak to you tomorrow on the Skype.
This is CliffCentral.com.